Design the future organization, shaping for success. According to management expert Peter Drucker, since the 1860s, society has been increasingly favoring big organizations with many employees. Since the 1960s, large businesses have been losing market share while smaller and medium-sized companies have been growing. According to Drucker, this shift is due to inefficiencies that come with being too big, which are pushing businesses towards a network society instead of one centered around traditional employees. Instead of top-down management, the trend is moving towards cooperative relationships where no single entity has full control. This includes forming alliances, joint ventures, partnerships, minority participation plans, and marketing agreements. At the same time, smaller companies that used to focus on local or regional markets are now finding themselves competing on a global scale and are adapting by adopting global strategies. New developments are driving the need for different types of organizations. There isn't one perfect organizational structure anymore. Instead, we're seeing a shift towards having many different kinds of organizations, each serving specific purposes, tasks, people, and cultures. Organizational change. James A. Champy, chairman of the Perot Systems Corporation Consulting Group and author of Reengineering the Corporation, suggests that effective organizational change begins with strong leadership. Having a clear vision at the top is essential, although the process of designing and implementing change should involve broad input and participation across the company. Champy highlights that the most successful change efforts are extensive rather than incremental, as tackling numerous challenges simultaneously is more effective. When senior management champions a significant and visible change, it motivates and mobilizes the entire organization to support the transformation. To effectively transform an organization, it's crucial to acknowledge how different generations influence society. Currently in the U.S., baby boomers are stepping into executive roles while Generation X, or baby busters, are moving into frontline management. The silent generation preceding them favored formal authority and the command model. However, boomers and Gen Xers prefer clearer boundaries between work and personal life and are generally less loyal to organizations and traditional authority structures. Generation X, particularly, values independence and seeks a strong community within their workplaces, likely due to a childhood lacking such a community. This awareness helps leaders shape organizations that resonate with and engage employees across different age groups. Empower businesses for customer satisfaction. Michael Hammer, a renowned author on business strategies, stresses the importance of recognizing the growing influence of customers and their demand for value. Organizations should empower employees to act swiftly and flexibly to meet customer needs. This approach requires acknowledging risk and uncertainty, but it enables workers to make independent decisions and respond effectively. According to business leaders Rick Dukes and Paul Gaska, large organizations must adopt the agility of small companies for greater flexibility. They propose organizing around specific products or services instead of size, enabling more personalized customer interactions. Breaking down business divisions into separate entities creates a smaller, more nimble atmosphere for employees within the larger organization. Create innovative models efficiently. According to J.R. Galbraith from the International Institute for Management Development, adapting to constant change requires viewing your company as a flexible organization. To achieve this, create cross-departmental teams, set internal prices, and form partnerships to fill skill gaps. This approach enables your company to stay agile and responsive in evolving situations. Reconfiguring how organizations operate means going beyond their traditional limits. According to management consultant Ron Ashkenaz, many companies are stuck in old-fashioned hierarchies that rely on strict control, even when they attempt transformations like re-engineering. But these half-measures won't cut it. To thrive in the future, organizations must become boundaryless. This means being able to swiftly move ideas, information, decisions, talent, rewards, and actions wherever they are needed most. Achieving this requires a team that can guide across traditional boundaries. Adapt for success. In likening the future organization to a chameleon, Doug Miller, CEO of NeuroCorp, emphasizes the need for adaptability. He suggests that organizations must be able to change and respond effectively to diverse environments and demands, much like how a chameleon adjusts its appearance. This adaptability requires a focus on flexibility, teamwork, core competencies, diversity, and robust training programs to continually enhance individual skills and ensure organizational success in varying contexts. Glenn R. Jones, chairman of Jones Education Networks, emphasizes the importance of continuous learning for future organizations. To achieve this, it's essential to identify and support individuals within your organization who are enthusiastic about lifelong learning. This helps develop them effectively. Strategically organizing for a competitive edge. To shape a forward-thinking organization, concentrate on inspiring and developing your team, as recommended by Harvard Business School professor Rosabeth Moss Cantor. Develop a social contract of the future that motivates employees by investing in their skills and self-reliance for an evolving business landscape that emphasizes efficiency, diversity, and project-based work. Discover innovative ways to motivate based on employee values, including clarifying the importance of their role through mission statements, offering opportunities for learning and career advancement, and incentivizing entrepreneurial contributions. This strategy will empower a motivated and adaptable workforce prepared for future challenges. Philip Kotler, a professor of international marketing at Northwestern University, emphasizes the importance of enhancing your company's civic reputation to gain a competitive edge. In today's market, where many businesses offer similar products, being socially responsible can significantly impact your company's success. Developing a strong civic character sets your business apart in people's minds, giving it a lasting advantage. Customer-centered growth strategy for business success. To stay competitive, Martin E. Hanaka, president and COO of Staples, suggests focusing on your customers. Instead of relying on traditional methods like grouping products or offering low prices, prioritize understanding specific customer needs, look into strategic partnerships and outsourcing, like contract manufacturing. Also, empower your employees to take on more responsibility in meeting customer demands. This approach can give your business an edge in the market. Engaged in a wired world. To excel in today's digital economy, Anthony F. Smith and Tim Kelly advise attracting, developing, and retaining a diverse and skilled workforce. They suggest offering employees opportunities to learn versatile skills in an open and supportive environment. Make sure employees understand how quickly they can progress within the company and share the organization's true mission and values. Recognition and reward should be based on merit, and consistent training and feedback are crucial for growth. Developing self-esteem is crucial for adaptability, according to psychotherapist Nathaniel Brandon, a pioneer in the self-esteem movement. High self-esteem allows you to inspire others effectively. To boost self-esteem, act responsibly and consciously. Focus on promoting awareness, self-acceptance, taking responsibility, expressing yourself confidently, having clear goals, and maintaining integrity within your organization. Deepak Dick Sethi, Assistant Director of Executive Education at AT&T, suggests enhancing self-esteem through principles like respect, responsibility, providing resources, taking calculated risks, offering rewards and recognition, nurturing relationships, setting good examples, and holding renewal. Guide the future. Marshall Goldsmith, the founder of Killtree Goldsmith & Co., points out that more people nowadays prefer being entrepreneurs over working for big companies. He also notes that many employees are knowledge workers. To keep these high-impact employees, first, identify the ones you want to retain and let them know you value them. Show appreciation and provide opportunities for their growth and involvement. Create a less rigid and bureaucratic work environment to make them feel more comfortable and engaged. In the situational leadership model, the focus is on assessing task readiness and adjusting leadership behavior accordingly. Task behavior involves clearly outlining duties and responsibilities for individuals or groups, while relationship behavior emphasizes effective two-way communication between leaders and followers. Depending on the situation, leaders can adjust their approach, offering more support and relationship building, low task/high relationship, when employees need guidance, or emphasizing task clarity and autonomy, high task/low relationship, for those who are skilled and self-directed. This model underscores the importance of adapting leadership style based on the specific needs and readiness of individuals or teams. Leadership across cultures. Pierre J. Everard of Philips Electronics emphasizes the importance of understanding how emotions, timing, and pacing impact interactions, advocating for leadership styles that cater to diverse backgrounds. John Alexander and Mina S. Wilson from the Center for Creative Leadership outline 5 key skills for cross-cultural leadership: self-awareness, openness to feedback, a hunger for learning, work-life integration, and respect for diversity. Effective leadership in diverse settings involves adapting to varied perspectives, maintaining self-awareness, and valuing the uniqueness of others through these essential skills. Redefine organizational health for clarity and simplicity. Lewis E. Platt, former chairman and CEO of Hewlett-Packard, emphasizes the importance of promoting work-life balance to create healthier organizations and retain top talent. At Hewlett-Packard, increased employee satisfaction correlated with higher customer satisfaction. Additionally, organizations must prioritize continuous learning and diversity management, as highlighted by R. Roosevelt Thomas Jr., emphasizing the need for adaptable management skills to succeed in dynamic environments. According to organizational consultant Richard Beckard, successful organizations have a clear purpose, use a team-oriented management approach led by top executives, prioritize customer service, and rely on information for decision-making. Key points: 1. Encourage organizational agility through diverse partnerships and flexible structures for success. 2. Promote strong leadership with a clear vision, engaging employees in extensive transformation efforts. 3. Empower employees to act swiftly and independently to meet evolving customer demands. 4. Adapt to constant change by supporting flexibility, teamwork, and continuous learning. 5. Prioritize customer understanding and strategic partnerships for competitive advantage. 6. Establish a supportive and diverse work environment that values learning and personal growth. 7. Adopt a motivated workforce through investment in skills, self-reliance, and innovation.